This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County School says out of abundance of caution and for the safety of the students and staff, there will be remote learning day today, Friday, September 27th. Please stay tuned for further updates from your student's school regarding remote learning. There'll be no athletic or extracurricular activities. Stanley County Board of Elections said they wrapped up testing of all the voting equipment to be used in a November 5th general election. Started on Tuesday, September 24th, and went through yesterday. Before each election, every county board of election conducts public logic and accuracy tests of all voting and tabulation equipment to ensure votes will be counted correctly. Each contest and contest position is tested on every voting machine, along with machine functionality and accessibility features. The entire system is also tested through a mock election to ensure proper tabulation. The Almoral Downtown Development Corporation Director Joy Ahman gave an annual report to the Almoral City Council at their last meeting, and one of the things that changed, she said, was their vision statement, and here she is with that.
So our vision, embracing its rich history, downtown Almoral offers a welcoming downtown experience in the heart of Stanley County and the Uwharrie region. It celebrates abundant recreational activities, artistic creativity, culture, culinary delights, and libations. A destination for a thriving business community that is supported by engaged downtown residents and college students. I share this with you to let you know that the updating of this vision statement is a reflection of who we want to be as a downtown. Formerly, it was listed as the gateway to the Uwharries, and we felt that we were a part of the tourist destinations in our area, our wonderful lakes, Mara Mountain, Uwharrie region, Uwharrie Mountains. So we are now a part of all of the destination and all of the great things in our area. And our plan of work moving forward is reflecting of that.
Ms. Ahman also had a positive report on job creation and investment in the downtown area. And here she is with that part.
Our investment statistics for this past fiscal year, 2023-24, public investment, which consists of investment for our city facilities in downtown and also county facilities in our downtown, $1,625,673. Private investment is individual property that is sold. Investment in private properties is $11,664,679. We had two facade improvements, two overall building improvements, six net new businesses, and a net gain of 39 jobs within the Municipal Service District of our downtown.
And the ADDC couldn't operate without its volunteers. And here's her report on the amount of volunteer hours they racked up last year.
Our volunteers are very crucial to the work that we do here in downtown, whether it is with events or beautification projects such as the flower plantings and the concrete urns at our downtown key intersections. We had a total of 497 volunteer hours with a total of $15.7K in the dollar value that is recommended by our North Carolina Main Street office. And you'll see pictured John Williams is our 2023 Main Street champion. Apologies, I did not move the picture for all of you to see. We do have a 2024 Main Street champion that is selected. We will announce that when that person is honored at the Main Street Conference, which will be in March of 2025.
Joy Ahman also talked about some of the projects they completed and events they hosted over the last year.
Some highlights on the work that we've done this year. Focus on the arts in our downtown. There was another ghost sign restoration. This is the third one that we have done in the last 2 years, spearheaded by the design committee with a match from the North Carolina Arts Council's grassroots grant. It funded a ghost sign restoration on North Depot Street behind Stanley Motors, done by the Williams Brothers, local artists. We also hosted our first downtown art walk in conjunction with the grand opening of Courthouse Plaza. And we're very pleased to be able to utilize the space to encourage and support our local art scene and bring the artists from the Arts Guild back into a central area of downtown. Guild artists set up displays in Courthouse Plaza to sell handcrafted works of art. and also Make Music Day. This was the first Make Music Day that we were able to put on with Stanley County in partnership with the Stanley County Arts Council and our downtown-based Music on Main, the Music Instruction School across from the library. Free music lessons were offered during the day. Live music performances were hosted throughout downtown Albemarle that evening.
The Albemarle Police want to congratulate Sergeant Honeycutt on earning his certificate in advanced law enforcement. This certificate requires a combination of formal education, professional training, and work experience as a law enforcement officer. The Law Enforcement Officers Professional Certificate Program recognizes the competence of officers serving governmental agencies in North Carolina, fosters interest in college education and professional training, and attracts highly qualified individuals to a career in law enforcement. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.